thus vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. Underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading homeward to my glorious rest above. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, love of every love the best. 'Tis an ocean vast of blessing, 'tis a haven deep of rest. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, 'tis a heaven of heavens to me, and it lifts me up to glory, for it lifts me up to thee. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, 'tis a heaven of heavens to me, and it lifts me up to glory, for it lifts me up to thee. For it lifts me up to thee.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Brother Shaddix. Boy, I'm telling you, you know, you're talking about a subject that is deeper than your mind can go, and that's the love of God. Just to fathom that incredible thought that God would not only love us, that He would be willing to provide a way for to save us. Isn't that amazing? And but thank God for His goodness and His grace. Take your Bible, if you would, this morning, and turn, if you would, to several passages: Matthew 17, John 10, Revelation 3. Matthew 17, John chapter 10, and just kind of, if you can keep a finger there, we're going to spend most of our time in John 10 this morning, but I do want you to read a passage in Matthew 17 and Revelation chapter number 3. All right, let's stand together as we read the Word of God together, Matthew 17. And we're going to read verse number 5, but let me just kind of give you some quick background of what's happening here. Jesus has now taken Peter, James, and John to a high mountain, and He's transfigured Himself into His glorified state in their presence. And there they see not only Jesus, but they see Moses and Elijah. Well, when this all happened, an incredible thing happened to them, and they heard the voice of God, the Father in heaven. And here's what it says in verse number 5. While He yet spake, behold, a bright cloud, verse 5, overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, I want you to notice what He said. He said, "Hear ye Him." Hear ye Him. So, obviously, His Son, Jesus, must have had something important, eternal, for us to hear. He said, "Hear ye Him." Go to John 10. John chapter 10. Verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Jesus speaking, he that entereth in, or entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. Now listen to this. And the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Look at verse number 16. Jesus said, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Look at verse 27. Jesus once again speaking said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Turn, if you would, now to Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Anybody notice a trend here? All right, here we go. Revelation 3, verse number 20. This will be familiar to you. John writing here to the churches of Asia Minor, and we come to kind of him beginning to wrap things up in Revelation 3, verse 20. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, wait a minute. Back in Matthew 17, God the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And now Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. The Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. John chapter 10, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. They know me. I'm known of them. And they follow me. And then in Revelation chapter 3, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice. That means there might be some that don't hear the voice, right? Now, you say, well, what direction are we going here today, preacher? I want to preach to you on hearing aids. Is that all right? Because obviously there are some people that can't hear. And there's a reason they can't hear. And I want to look at that from the Scripture. Father, would you bless our time this morning and open our hearts to the truth. And I pray, Lord, that when we leave this place today, if there are some here that have not heard that still small voice, that today they would leave being able to hear the voice of God. Now, Lord, open us and our minds today to what you have for us, and then Spirit of God move among us today. In Jesus' name, amen, and you can be seated. My soon-to-be 76-year-old father is becoming more and more hard of hearing, and nobody in here has that problem. But at 76 years old, you almost have to get right in his ear in order for him to hear you say anything. Now, my mother has almost persuaded. She's almost persuaded him to go get fitted for a set of hearing aids. Now, let me say something about an aid just for a moment. All it is something to help you. What it is something that supports you. It's something that will assist you. And so, my father, 76 years old, his hearing is becoming, is getting less and less. And my mom is trying to convince him, go get fitted some hearing aids so that it can help you. So that you can, it can assist you. May I say to you today that an aid could be something or someone? It can be something or someone. You see, although my dad knows that he's missing out on some things because his hearing is failing, he's still a little hesitant to open up to the fact that he needs support, that he needs assistance. Why? Never had to have it before, but he needs it now. You see, by getting the available help, could one day, may I say, save his life. Because, listen, he couldn't hear. If the smoke alarm went off, he'd never wake up because he can't hear it. So, listen, if he had some assistance, he had some aid, if he had some help and supports there, he would be able to hear. It may save his life. And may I say, it also may allow him to hear the outcry of someone else in need. You see, not being able to hear is not just for your benefit. It may be for the benefit of someone else as well. You see, we all want him, I'm talking about our family, we all want him to get the hearing aids for his own well-being, but we also want him to get them for us. So we don't have to talk so loud, right? And so we don't have to yell across the room. But may I say, hearing aids serve a purpose, and they can advance the ability to hear. Now, I thought, you know, I wonder what causes hearing loss. I wonder what causes someone not to be able to hear. So, you know, being the technological genius I am, I went on and I checked out some doctors that's supposed to know this, and I went online and found out that there's a whole list, man, as long as your arm, of what can cause. So I can't talk to you about all of them, but I do want to bring a few of them up here, and then I want to talk to you about hearing aids. What you can do to aid yourself so that you can hear. Well, first of all, I found out that one of the things that causes hearing loss is aging. Getting older. Now, I know this is true. Had a teenager not too long ago. They came up to me, had their cell phone in their hand. I said, "Hey, preacher, you hear anything?" "No." He got a little bit closer to me, got about that far from me. "Hear anything?" "No, not a thing." It wasn't until he put the cell phone up against my ear that I could hear a noise. It was a frequency. It was a sound coming out of there. And the thing about it is, my 5-year-old granddaughter would probably, with something like that, would have to hold her hands. And listen, this teenage boy was saying, "Man, preacher, you can't hear that?" I said, "No." You know what my problem was? Aging. It was affecting my hearing. It was affecting my ability to be able to hear the sounds that were being produced. You see, we like things the way they used to be. You know, the older you get, you're not real open to a lot of change. You know, you're not open to a lot of things. And may I say to you that Henry Ford would have been out of business a long time ago if he hadn't listened to the advancements in technology. If he had not listened to the advancements in the ideas of the car industry, we might still be driving Model Ts. But you know what he did? He listened. Because he understood the trends. He understood what was going and the direction it was going in. You see, age, getting older, sometimes affects hearing loss. Now, you say, where are you going with this, preacher? I've been saved now 20-some-odd years, 26, 7 years now. You know, if we're not careful, the older we get in the Lord, amen. You know where I'm going with this, don't you? The older we get in the Lord, sometimes, you know what? I don't necessarily have to read my Bible as much as I used to because I've read it through, you know, twice. I don't have to read my, I don't have to pray as much because, you know, I kind of do what the Bible says. I pray without ceasing. You see, sometimes we take things for granted. May I say also one of the things that may affect some of us that are older in the Lord and affect our hearing loss and that still small voice of God, sometimes you just get fatigue in the fight. Sometimes you just get tired of having to fight the same old things over and over and over and over again, and pretty soon we give in. And a lot of times that type of thing, fatigue, sometimes hinders and causes hearing loss. Less energy to do things, so we don't. We gain a little wisdom. We get a little knowledge. So we don't need any advice. We don't need anything or anybody giving us any instruction. You know what that comes with? If we're not careful, it comes with age. And let me tell you something, folks. Do you know, I don't know all this book, and I can learn something from everyone. Do you know that there might be someone younger than I that might have stumbled onto a truth, and I want to know what that truth is? And they say, "Preacher, man, have you ever seen this?" Looked at it and thought, "Man, alive, I never thought about that." You see, what I'm saying to you, we've got to be careful because age sometimes will cause hearing loss. May I say to you, number two, I found out that disease causes hearing loss. Disease sometimes impairs our hearing. Boy, I tell you one thing. Boy, I hate to talk about this. We're going to have to talk to it. You know what? You and I have a terrible, terrible disease. It's called sin. And you know what sin will do to you? It'll cause hearing loss. Yeah, it causes hearing loss when it comes to the voice of God. You see, sin deafens the ear to truth. The reason I know that, because some this morning, you're letting everything I'm saying go in one ear and out the other. What's happening is you've got hearing loss. And what's happened is you're involved so deep in some type of sin that you're deafened to truth. Sin not only deafens our ear to truth, it deafens the heart to counsel. Listen, I can always tell, you're trying to help somebody, trying to give them counsel, this is a sure tell sign they got hearing loss. And it's not this, it's this. And then the old you can tell all the time. Listen, they don't do this, they do this. You know what? Hearing loss. Why? Sin. It causes the heart to be deafened to counsel. That's the reason people end up destroying their lives. Why? Deaf to counsel. They can't hear. Hearing loss. The counsel, it's not that the truth's not there. It's not that the counsel's not there. It's just that they got hearing loss. Disease, sins overcome them. And they don't listen anymore. May I say to you that sin deafens the spirit to salvation? You know that Jesus said that His sheep heard His voice? I can't hear this morning. It may be because it's deafened, because you're not there as far as it comes to salvation. You see, the thing is, I believe that when the Lord comes back, the archangel shouts, the trumpet sounds, I believe the only people going to hear that are the sheep. Why? Because they know the shepherd's voice. May I say to you, number three, I found something else that causes hearing loss. Not only does age getting older, not only does disease, and I found that sin is a disease to us, and it hinders us from hearing that still small voice of God. But I also found, too, I thought this was interesting, they said medications can cause hearing loss. Now, the what I apply that to is those are things that we intake, right? You know, nobody held my head under the water last night and made me take the medication I need to take. I need to take it. I did it. And may I say to you that most of us this morning, nobody's holding your feet to the fire on this or that. Listen, the intake that's coming into your heart, your mind, and your life, you're doing it yourself. You're doing it to yourself. Could be through evil music. Matter of fact, I don't have time to go there, but one of the things they said also caused hearing loss, loud noises. Tell you something, I've told you this before. You know how sometimes you'll pull up to a stop sign or you'll pull up to a service station and for some reason people got to roll their windows down and turn the radio or turn the CD player up so loud that the car is just... It just. So I thought, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it. So you know what I did? I put a good old gospel CD in there. I pulled up to the QT right down here at Stadium and Lamar, and I pulled up there. I opened my door up. I got out to get gas, and I just reached over there, and I put that thing and just went. Cranked it up as far as it'd go, which is about 20-something. And I was just letting, and listen, people look at me. Hey, one day, a guy was doing something. I was looking at him, what you looking at? But isn't it amazing? When I do it, all of a sudden, I'm weird. And man, I'm telling you, they were singing. It was a good old quartet. Boy, they were singing about the blood of Christ, and everybody's looking at me like, what's wrong with you, man? Cut that down. It's too loud. At least you can understand the words. Hey, I'm just saying that medication, what we intake, causes us with a loss of hearing. May I say to you, things you watch, things you read, people you associate with daily, can I say they can also cause hearing loss? They can cause you to become deafened to the voice of God. Well, let me give you one more. We'll move on. Everybody's so excited about this. We got to move. I said age causes hearing loss, disease, medication, and then, oh, this one's important. I found that these doctors said injury can cause hearing loss. Injury can cause hearing loss. You see, the thing about it is they were talking about some kind of tragic situation, maybe an accident, something, you know, hitting your head or things like that. Or, you know how kids are. I don't know if you, I've had five kids. And listen, my kids have stuck everything you can imagine down their ear. Now, if you parents have never had to dig anything out of your kid's ear, that day's coming. I've dug everything out from paper to cheese. I've even had to dig it out of one of my kids' nose. They stuck a piece. Have you ever seen those little cheese that you peel off the little strips? String cheese. The one string cheese? And I had one of my kids thought it would be just great to see how far they could take a piece of that and push it up their nose. Now, my wife is a very gentle person. But she had to hold this child down while I took tweezers, and I could just barely see it. You get the flashlight, reach up in there, they're screaming to the top of their lungs, and got it. And I'm telling you, I pulled, and I thought, my. And I couldn't believe that they'd put that much cheese up their nose. Now, what I'm saying to you is, you know what? Injury causes some people to lose hearing. Maybe something beyond your control. Maybe a tragic event in your life has come your way. And maybe you've had some hearing loss. Maybe you haven't spent time with God as much as you should because of a tragic event. Maybe a broken marriage, or maybe children that have gone awry. Maybe a loss of job. Maybe disappointment by a Christian. Maybe a disappointment in a church member. Whatever it is, injury may have caused some of you to lose your hearing. All I'm saying to you folks, there's a lot of reasons that people lose their hearing. It may be age, it may be disease, maybe sin, maybe things that we intake, maybe injury. But I'm here to tell you today, there's a lot of folks sitting in the house of God all over the world today that are hearing impaired. They're not hearing. They're not listening. You say, oh, preacher, all right, what are the hearing aids? All right, I'm going to give them to you real quick, all right? Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. You don't turn there, just listen to what it says. Proverbs 20, verse 27 says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Here's hearing aid number one, an open spirit. An open spirit. Now, you say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about what you need is your spirit to be opened. Listen, once it's closed to the voice of God, it's almost impossible to get information to you. It's almost impossible for people with a closed spirit, as far as the things of God, to read their Bible, to pray, to come to church, to do anything. And may I say to you, it affects every relationship in your life. When you shut down to God, you basically shut down almost every relationship in your entire life. So first hearing aid is an open spirit. May I say to you, you need a good God-fearing church. It helps. Yeah, it helps. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Hey, you need a good God-fearing church. That's the reason it's important that if you're here today and you're visiting and you're seeking God's will about where to serve and a church home, you need to make sure that God tells you where you're supposed to serve. God tells you and gives you guidance of what you're supposed to do. You need an open spirit. Listen, I wonder what would happen in a church service if every person that attended that church service, let's get a little more current. What if every person that came back to church tonight went home, got their spirit open to the voice of God? I tell you what would happen. It'd be revival. Yeah, open spirit. Why? It's a hearing aid. Can't hear when you're shut down. Come to church, your spirit's closed to the things of God. No wonder you're not getting anything. No wonder you're not seeing any change. No wonder you're not seeing anything happen in your home, your marriage, your children, or your service for God. Shut down. Spirit closed. Got to get that thing open. Say, how do I do? How do I get it open? Getting a good God-fearing church. Be in a place and around the people of God. Number two, God-fearing Christian friends help. Now, I know this is going to hurt, but you know something? It's good. It's good for you. Some of us, you know what? We're going to have to get rid of some people that's causing us hearing loss. That's feeding us a bunch of bunk and causing us to get away from the values of the Word of God and get away from the plain teachings of Scripture. You know what? We're going to have to let them go. Now listen, you know what you're doing? You're in the process of opening your spirit. You're in the process of opening your spirit. And so a good God-fearing church, a good Christian friend helps. May I say to you, number three, a good house cleaning. A good house cleaning. Some of us are going to have to tear down some strongholds in our life. You know why? Because it's deafening you to the voice of God. Now listen, I think some of us need to go home and clean out our physical home, but some of us need to clean out the old temple of God as well. We need to do that. You say, how do you do that? Well, Scripture says you're going to have to get in the Word. The Word is that cleansing agent that helps open your spirit up. You see, a good house cleaning needs to take place. Good God-fearing church can help. Good Christian friends help. Let me say to you also something else that'll get your spirit open. How about a good old dose of forgiveness? How about just a good old dose of forgiveness? You know, I did this. This was years ago. And I can honestly say to you, church, and those of you that visit, I'm standing here, I have aught against no man. A number of years ago, I took a piece of paper and I began to write down people that, you know how things stick in your mind and people do things against you, you know, and you think about them. And I began to write down names of people and things that they had done to me and blah, blah, blah. And I just went down the list and began to make a list of those names. Now, here's what I did. I looked at that list and I said, Lord God, I forgive these people. I'm releasing these people. I'm not going to be attached to these people because you know the thing about it is, it wasn't them that was suffering, it was me. So I had to let it go. And I said, Lord, I forgive these people in Jesus' name. I let it go. You say, did it go away? That wasn't the only step I took. Then I began to search to find out those people who was still alive, where they lived, and I wrote them a personal letter and said, listen, I forgive you. I forgive you. You see, you know what happened that day? You know what my spirit did? It had a little, it about this much open. But man, when I got a good dose of forgiveness, my spirit went open wide up. And you know something? The Bible came alive to me. Can I tell you, not only the Bible came alive, but God came alive to me. I began to see God do some things in my life. See, the thing is, we want God to do everything, but we want Him to do all the work. Us get the credit without doing anything. Hey, you know what I need? Good old dose of forgiveness. Good old dose of forgiveness. Well, here's hearing aid number two. Now, this ain't going to make sense to some of you, but when I get into it, it will real quick. Hearing aid number one, remember the Bible said the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord searching all the inward parts of the body. So hearing aid number one is an open spirit. Uh-oh, here's hearing aid number two. You're going to think, man, preacher, you're contradicting yourself. Hearing aid number two is a closed spirit. Open spirit, closed spirit. Listen to me. Open to God, closed to sin. Open to God, closed to temptation. Open to God, closed to the voice of the devil. Open to God, close to anything that will be detrimental to your Christian life. So you must have an open spirit to the things of God. You must have a closed spirit to the bad things, to the evil things, to the voice of Satan, to temptation, to those sins that so easily beset you. You see, many times that voice, the voice of the devil, Many times, it doesn't come as a voice in your head. Sometimes it's a voice of anger. Sometimes he comes to you as a voice of hate. And let me tell you something, folks. If you've never witnessed what demented hate can do not only to a person but to other people, it's ugly. And may I say to you that Satan hates you? He hates your life. He hates everything about you. And listen, sometimes it'll come in the voice of anger. Everybody ever done anything in anger you regret? That you wish you'd never done or never said? Yeah. You see, sometimes that voice comes with a voice of anger. Sometimes it's a voice of hate. Sometimes it's a voice of discouragement. Boy, I'll tell you one thing, the sin of leaders all over the world is discouragement. Boy, you get the leader discouraged, everybody's discouraged. That's the reason you've heard the little saying, everything rises and falls on leadership. And boy, if the leadership can stay pumped up, if the leadership can stay going the right direction, the people many times will be going right behind them and going in the right direction. Sometimes it comes as a voice of discouragement. Sometimes a voice of despair. Maybe you look and say, my life looks like it's just absolutely hopeless. I can't see any way to get out of this. I can't see any favorable thing that can possibly happen. Sometimes Satan comes with a voice of despair. Sometimes the voice of quitting. Just quit. You see, if you just quit church and stuff, listen, you wouldn't have any of these problems. That's what he's going to tell you. Now, let me tell you something. You quit church, it's the beginning of your problems. It's the beginning. It may come as a voice of lust in all types of different areas. You see, he doesn't always come in a voice audible. He doesn't always come in someone writing you a note. Sometimes it's anger or hate or discouragement or despair or lust or that attitude of quitting. May I remind you that Proverbs 18:14 says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? Who can bear? You know what Satan's trying to do to you today? Wound your spirit. Why? It causes hearing loss. That's what it does. He's trying to injure you. Why? Hearing loss. People often go through hurts and things. And, you know, the sad thing is I see it way too much, but I wish I didn't have to, but I see it way too much where God gets a lot of unfair blame. A lot of times we do things in our life, it's our fault, but yet we blame God for it. Now, all I'm saying to you, Satan wants us to go down that road. Why? Hearing impaired. It causes hearing loss. When we come to church, we're not hearing. Listen, I'm telling you, there are people in this auditorium today, you're looking up here, you see my mouth moving, but this is all you're hearing. That's all you're hearing. You hear nothing. Amen! You know why? We're hearing impaired. Because of sin. Our spirit's closed. We haven't closed off our spirit to temptation and the devil. Well, let me give you one other. Here's another hearing aid. Open spirit to God, closed spirit to temptation, closed spirit to the voice of the devil, closed spirit to sin and the things that sins that so easily beset us. But let me tell you what the number one hearing aid is. It's not an open spirit necessarily and a closed spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. You know what? You and I, when we got saved, we got fitted for a pair of hearing aid. Because you know what? Before then, I didn't hear nothing. What? Listen, I've been in a lot of services, and I've been sitting and listening to that preacher. And you know what? I never understood what Jesus meant when he says, you have ears, but you hear not. You know why? Because I was lost. Yeah, I sat there and I listened to the preacher. I listened to everything he was saying, but I wasn't hearing anything. Wasn't hearing anything. Why? Because of unbelief. And yet, in the Scriptures, Acts 2:38, there we find that the Holy Ghost is a gift. So when I got saved, spiritually speaking, God put me some hearing aids on. So I'd have the ability to hear that still small voice, to hear the cry of God in my life. You see, every day the Spirit of God is affirming truth and confirming truth. truth every single day. Listen, now, you know what? I'm totally different. When I read my Bible, the Holy Spirit says, true, true, true. And then I'll look at something, I'll say, man, Lab, I sure wish I was doing that. And the Holy Spirit says, you need to be doing that. Why? He's confirming truth. May I say to you that He is the hearing aid designed by God, and God gave it to you as a believer as a gift. As a gift. You know what He uses? You know what the Holy Spirit uses this morning? First of all, He uses preaching. Yeah, I know. That's the reason I don't listen to them preaching CDs no more. They preach, yeah, it's the only reason I only come once. And I just, that preaching. You see, the Scripture says something about the foolishness of preaching. There's something about the proclamation of the Word that goes forth, that the Holy Spirit takes. Listen, this morning, there's believers here this morning, the truth's going out, the Holy Spirit's grabbing that stuff and stuffing it right in your ear. You're like, amen! Amen! Why? Because you can hear. Say, yeah, that's right! Yeah! That's great! Yeah! Listen, some of you clap hands, some of you'd raise your... Listen, the thing about it is, you can hear. Isn't it great to hear? You know what I'd be bothered? I'd be bothered if I couldn't hear. And I'm talking about spiritually speaking. You see, the Holy Spirit uses preaching to aid your hearing. May I say, He also uses conviction to aid your hearing. Can I ask you something? What good's a hearing aid if you never turn it on? Or you never use it? And yet the Spirit of God, I wonder how many of us, before we came this morning, said, oh, Holy Spirit, open my heart. Open my ears. What do you want from me today? What do you desire for my life today? Turn Him on when you come in. Turn Him on. Listen, just turn Him on. Don't ever turn Him off. Do you know, you can also lose your hearing in noisy places. You ever been to a ball game or something? Crowd screaming. And you see somebody over there, you're going... Now, it's not that I'm not saying anything. It's just they can't hear me because of all the noise. Say, where are you going with that one, preacher? Our lives are way too noisy. Way too cluttered. Way too involved in too many things that are not going to be profitable to your life. You see, our lives get way too noisy with everything you can imagine. We can't hear the voice of God. You see, for some, it's that Holy Spirit. For some that are here this morning, the Holy Spirit lives within them, and they're here this morning, they can hear with joy. They can say in their heart, amen. They can be excited about what's going on. But there's some this morning, you're looking at me and you think, speak up. Now I'm speaking. It's just that you can't hear. You're not hearing. You see, the reason that a person without Jesus Christ can't hear is because of unbelief. That unbelief has deafened the voice of God. Now, I'm going to conclude this illustration. Now, I didn't realize that my 5-year-old granddaughter was going to provide so many illustrations for preaching. It's great. I just had my second granddaughter, and boy, now I'm twice blessed. I can't wait for just all these wonderful illustrations. I've told you many times that my granddaughter will come over and she wants me to sit down and watch a little kid movie or something with her. So I sit down and you know how we adults, we look interested. Several Christmases ago, she got this little DVD, little Christmas DVD called Polar Express. Poppy, will you watch this with me? Yes. You bet. So we sat down, and boy, she plopped that in there. Long story short, the whole little movie has to do with a bunch of kids who don't believe in Santa Claus. And so they can't hear. They can't hear the joy. They can't hear the excitement. They can't hear the things that are going on. This one little boy in particular that everything's focused on finally gets to the North Pole. He said, "Preacher, you believe in Santa Claus? This is a story, folks, all right?" Now, so they finally get to the North Pole. And man, everything's going on and Santa Claus appears and man, the bells are ringing, people are shouting, and this one little boy still did not believe in Santa Claus. And so everything's going on around him, but he can't hear anything. The bells, they said, "Oh, listen to the beautiful bells, aren't they beautiful?" And he's standing there, "Huh? What? Can't hear." You know what was keeping him from hearing? Unbelief. Until finally, this one bell fell off and it rolled down. And he picked that bell up and he just simply said, "I believe. I believe." And immediately, he could hear. Immediately he could hear everything, the joy and the excitement of everything that was going on. And he was so excited. But you know what made the difference? Belief compared to unbelief. And as a joke, my wife, for Christmas, gave me a little box. A little Christmas. And I opened that box up. And inside that box, when I opened it up, was a bell. This bell I'm holding in my hand. And I took it and I knew exactly what she was doing. And I took that bell and I went, "Nothing. Nothing! I can't hear it!" Now she removed the bell from the inside. But can I say to you this morning, if you're without Jesus Christ, listen real carefully. You can't hear. You can't hear. And it's because the Spirit of God, it's unbelief that has caused you to lose your hearing. Would you bow your heads with me this morning? Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here this morning, say, "Preacher, without a shadow of a doubt, no question about it, I know I've been born into the family of God. I've had a born-again experience with Jesus Christ." Slip your hand way up high and say, "That's me. No question about it. I'm saved and I know it. No question." Wonderful. God bless you. You can put your hands down. The Father, I'm so thankful that we get to come to church and be a part of a fellowship of believers like this and just get to come and have a little fun at church and excitement about serving God. Now, Father, my great desire this morning is that you, through your Holy Spirit, would extend yourself in through this auditorium and reach people and speak to hearts. I pray, Lord, if there's any Christian here that might be on up in age like me and begin to getting a little bit older, set in their ways, Lord, that we'd open our spirit up again. Maybe there's some here that have been putting some things in their heart and their mind that has caused some hearing loss. Maybe there's some here, Lord, that have been injured in some way. Maybe a tragedy, maybe a situation, and they become hearing impaired to that still small voice. Lord, we've got to open our spirit to Christ, close our spirit to sin. But most of all, we've got to have the Holy Spirit. And if there's some here this morning without Christ, that the Holy Spirit of God does not live in this morning, that you today would come in and live within them and open their ears that they might hear the wonderful words of God. Now with heads bowed, eyes closed, there might be some this morning under the sound of my voice, you say, "Preacher, I know exactly what you're talking about. I cannot remember any time that I ever put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. I don't remember having a born-again experience in Christ. I don't remember anybody ever opening their Bible up and showing me how to be saved. I don't remember any of that." Say, "Preacher, would you pray for me? If I died where I sit today, I'm not sure that heaven's my home." Listen, I want to pray for you. I want you to go to heaven. Maybe you listened to me this morning. You couldn't hear a word I was saying. May I say to you, the Holy Spirit of God wants to come in and open your heart and open your spirit so that you can hear. If you're here this morning, say, "Preacher, I can't remember any time that I remember anybody showing me how to be saved. If I died today, I'm not sure that heaven's my home. I need prayer. No one looking but me." I want you to slip your hand up and say, "That's me. Pray for me, preacher. Pray for me. Pray for me." God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else? There's two. Who's going to be the third one? Say, "Preacher, pray for me." Anybody else? Anybody else say, preacher, that's me. God bless you. You can put your hand down. There's three. Who's going to be the fourth? Would say, preacher, that's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. All right, God bless you. You can put your hand down. You can put your hand down. God bless you. There's five. Who's going to be number six? Say, preacher, that's me. That's me. I cannot honestly say that heaven is my home. Anybody else? Say, preacher, pray for me. All right, how many are here this morning? You say, preacher, I've already been saved. I've already accepted Christ, but I've never been baptized after I got saved. I know it's the right thing to do. I know it's biblical. Would you pray for me that I'll get that right in my life? If that's you, would you slip your hand up and say, preacher, I've already been saved, never been baptized after I got saved. Would you pray for me? God bless you. You can put your hand down. All right, anybody else? Anybody else? Just slip it up, slip it up, slip it up. Say, preacher, that's me. God bless you. God bless you. Say, preacher, I've already been saved, never been baptized. All right, one last thing. How many would say this morning, say, preacher, I got to be honest, a lot of things have kind of cluttered my life and kind of impaired my hearing. And I want my hearing to be restored to its fullest degree. I want to be able to hear what God has for me in life. I want to hear, we'll be able to hear every time God speaks to me. I want my hearing to be open. I don't want it to be impaired. You say, preacher, some things have hindered me. Maybe it's some things that you, maybe it's an injury. Maybe some things that have come into your heart, into your life. Or maybe it's just being set in your ways, whatever it may be. You say, there's something that's hindering my hearing of that still small voice. How many of you would say, preacher, that's me, pray for me. Slip your hand up, say, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me. Just slip it up, slip it up, slip it up. All right, God bless you. You can put your hands down. Father, I turn this invitation over to you. I ask you, Father, this morning, that you would have your will and your way. There are some this morning that without Christ, I want them to leave today knowing they've been born into the family of God. And Lord, in just a moment, when the invitation begins, I want them to come. I want them so desperately, Lord, to come this morning so that we can show them out of the Bible how to be born again, how to get that still small voice and their spirit open and the Holy Spirit of God in them so that they, Lord, can hear you intently every day of their life. That's my desire. Then there are some, Lord, that said they were saved and needed to be baptized. They need to come this morning. There's many, Lord, that raised their hand and said that some things had kind of cluttered up and give them and cause them some hearing impairment, and they want to come and today and whatever their need is to open their heart, open their spirit this morning. Lord, we've got to have an open spirit to God, a closed spirit to sin and to the voice of the devil, but yet we must be open to a walk of the Holy Spirit. Whatever the need may be, whatever your will is this morning, have your way in this invitation. Now with heads bowed, eyes closed, would you stand with me this morning? I'm going to ask Brother Shaddix to begin to sing. As he does, listen, if you raised your hand, would you come? If you raised your hand, obviously you raised it because you said, preacher, I not only want prayer, I need help. There's some things I've been cluttered up. Some things cluttered my life. Would you come? Would you come? Some raised their hand and said, preacher, I want to be saved. Would you come? There's one. There's one. Who else? Who else? Who else? You come. You come. Raise your hand. Come on. Come on. You say, preacher, I need to be saved. You step out. Let's go. Let's go. Listen. You need to hear. You need to be able to hear. Your hearing's been impaired. That lost condition causes that. Disobedience causes that. Some of you raise your hand and say, preacher, I'm already saved and haven't been baptized. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come this morning?
I'm coming.
Come on. Come on.
I've wasted.
Some of you raise your hand and say, preacher, I've got some clutter. It's been causing me to hear the voice, not hear the voice of God. Would you come?